I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My program is broadcast live on Thursday mornings at 11. It's rebroadcast Thursday nights at 9, and it's also rebroadcast Saturdays at noon. If you're listening Thursday mornings, please call in at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. Or email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. That's Bruce like in Springsteen and Sallen like in Springsteen, Sallan.com. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, father, and husbands they can be. And I can tell you from personal experience, he's been an invaluable help to me. Hey, Wayne, how are you?
Good morning. It's great. It's beautiful in Southern California.
It's even beautiful up here in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
So we're talking about social media and our kids, and for that matter, us. And I would love your take on it and what you might have to say.
Well, I was actually at a Chamber of Commerce meeting this morning, and that was also the topic of conversation. Social media is the topic everywhere. And so people were talking about the high points and low points. And, you know, it sort of occurred to me, knowing that we were going to talk today, that in many ways, the Internet is an incredible, valuable tool. I mean, people are listening to you right now over the Internet. But in other ways, it could be a trap. Like any trend, any fad, and I think in the end, trends come and go. But what we teach our kids are the values and what right from wrong and what we expect of them. That's our job. It's always, as a parent, it's our job to teach our kids. And I think it's really lazy parenting that allows a lot of these problems to grow.
I agree with you, Wayne. However, I would add that it's not just lazy parenting. It's the fact that it's harder to parent nowadays. The impacts and the influences on our kids are literally everywhere.
Yes.
We talked the other day, you and I, about just writing thank you notes, and that being something that seems to have gone the way of the 8-track player.
Absolutely. One of my buddies, I was talking to him about a meeting that he had with a young guy, and he got a thank you note from him, a written thank you note, mailed, snail mail. And it makes a huge impression, and it's one of those skills, one of those points of etiquette that our kids are only going to learn if we take the time to teach them. Hey, by the way, let me jump in and say, I wonder whether anyone's even listening. This is, you know, the inaugural edition of the show. So I want to challenge anyone out there who we don't know, first two to call in and say that they want my book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. I'll send them a copy.
That's a freebie, guys, out there. Call in.
That's
just
right.
As a reminder, it's 866-564-1290, or if you're local, 805-564-1290. And if you're local, you can come into the station, and I'll give you the book directly. Let's continue on this topic, social media. You also had a story, I recall, about your son, and I thought that was incredibly revealing. About how he wanted to communicate to you and what you did about it. I'd love you to share that with us.
Well, you know, kids are texting. They're not even, as we were talking, they're not even responding to voicemails anymore. They're not even talking to each other oftentimes. It's all text. And texting can be really convenient. Both of my kids are in college. It's easy to get information quickly to each other. But when there's a topic that's important, and always is, especially, you know, when you have a son who's testing the boundaries all the time, I had to let him know that I'm not interested in having a discussion on text about something that's really important. I want him to give me a call. So I may arrange a time for us to talk, to find out what his schedule is. But I no longer am going to have these important discussions via text. It might be comfortable and convenient, but, you know, the nuances are lost, and I don't think the times that we've done it, I don't think it's been very effective.
That's very interesting. What about your daughter? Does she use it as much as your son?
My daughter's perfect.
Oh, the proud papa.
Yeah, she texts and I get notes back and forth, but we actually talk more on the phone. And she, you know, she's a little older than my son, and as usually is the case, first of all, she's more mature, always has been. And
well, girls tend to be anyway.
Girls tend to be. And so a couple years, you know, in college, she's matured, and she wants to have a relationship, you know, with her parents, whereas in high school, you know, most kids couldn't get farther away from their parents. So it's not really an issue. But when something important comes up, we're always on the phone talking.
Hmm. It is interesting. The kids don't even listen to voicemail anymore. I know with my boys, I call them, and I used to leave a message. And the truth is they delete the message, they look at who's calling, and then they decide if they want to call back.
Right.
So the quaint times of voice machines, voicemail, all of that is changing exceedingly rapidly.
Yeah. Every generation has had their complaints about the changes in technology, at least for the last several generations. There are always new influences and things that are happening for the kids that the parents don't understand. But, you know, the core of the work that I do here at the center is about men being the men they want to be and being the fathers they want to be and the husbands they want to be. And our kids are looking at us as examples, everything we do. I think that the influence from home is still the most important source. It's the strongest, potentially the strongest place.
Although I do think, forgive me for interrupting, but yeah. I do think that once the kids hit a certain age, they don't pay that much attention. But let's take a call. We have Leslie on the line. Hello, Leslie. Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View with Wayne Levine.
Hey, Bruce, how are you doing?
I am well.
Told you I'd call in.
Oh, how nice. Is this my Leslie from Twitter?
Yeah, you bet.
Oh, God, you have a voice.
I do.
You know, the irony is that our discussion is, in fact, about the fact that we can have relationships and never talk to the person.
Yeah, that is kind of ironic, isn't it?
Boy, you sound as pretty as you look in that little Twitter photo.
Hey, thanks. Hey, thanks for you guys. I think the big thing is parents need to be educated. You know, we've got to be on these sites ourselves to know what's going on, and it's hitting the ground running, really.
I agree with you, and there's a laziness that I know I've occasionally allowed for myself that I don't want to bother, I don't want to watch everything they're doing. And also, if you really want to monitor your kids, Leslie, I'm sure you'd agree, they may not like you so much.
Yeah.
If you really want to enforce certain rules, they're not going to be your best buddy. They're going to be pissed off at you, forgive the language. And being the best parent means sometimes not being their best friend.
Yeah.
Means
no kidding.
Oftentimes. And, you know, the internet and where the kids are going on websites is just another opportunity to parent. You know, it's just like wanting to know where our kids are going for a party, wanting to make sure and talking to parents that the sleepover has been approved.
Yes.
These are things that have always been the responsibility of parents. And now there's just another opportunity, but I don't think it's anything new. It might be, we might have to be a little bit more vigilant.
I couldn't agree more.
Right.
Listen, Leslie, thank you for the call. We are running out of time.
Hey, great show.
But thank you so much. Hey, Wayne, where can listeners reach you?
Bettermen.org. They can pick up the book. They can find out about the coaching I do and the groups and the retreats that we do. And there's a lot of information on there to help men to be the men they want to be. It's bettermen.org.
Okay, it is time for a break. Thank you, Wayne. Be sure to call in if it's Thursday morning at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.